This is KRCC News. I'm Kendra Carr. The federal government is updating geological maps of southern Colorado. It's part of a national effort to find critical minerals and rare earth elements used in all kinds of technology. KRCC's Shauna Lewis wondered what happens when the search turns up valuable materials beneath private property. She spoke with University of Colorado Natural Resources Law Professor Mark Squillaci to find out more about the subsurface rights known as mineral estate.
Some people don't own the minerals underneath their property. Explain how that could be.
A lot of the land, which was acquired through various homesteading laws, or at least certain homesteading laws, only included the surface estate. There'd be what we call a split estate. One thing to bear in mind about these split estate situations is that under property law, the mineral estate is deemed to be the dominant estate. And what that means is that if somebody wants to develop the minerals that they own and you own the surface, that they basically take priority. Now, they may have to pay you damages if they are harming your surface, but they probably have a right to develop those minerals if they so choose.
How would somebody know if they own the minerals underneath their land?
So every county throughout the United States, pretty much, they have records of land ownership in their county recorder's office. Usually there are helpful people in the office who can show you how to look up your property. Theoretically, at least, you should be able to trace your title back to when the federal government originally owned that property. And then you should be able to trace every transfer of that property from that particular time. And you'll learn pretty quickly, I think, whether you own the mineral estate or not. It can be a little tedious to go through all those records. But once you do that, you should know exactly what it is you own.
And just to clarify, when the original homesteads were created, the federal government often kept the mineral rights and then either sold them or leased them out separately or could still own them. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. And they probably still own most of them, frankly.
If there is something of value underneath private property where the surface owner doesn't own the mineral rights, what would happen? Would heavy equipment just show up on their property one day?
You would almost certainly be notified first. So I wouldn't worry about that so much. And, you know, it's going to depend again on what the mineral developer owns. Typically, here in Colorado and really throughout the country, you'd have to get some kind of permit to engage in mining operations. And it's usually a public process, or there'd be an opportunity for the landowner to weigh in on the appropriateness of the development scheme. You typically need some kind of plan of mining operations that shows how you're going to do the mining. There could be objections to how you're doing the mining. There would be environmental standards that would be imposed. So I would not expect a private landowner to face an imminent backhoe coming into their property and starting to develop the minerals.
Does it often happen that people find out that there might be minerals beneath their land and have to deal with the prospect of mining development?
I would say that it happens, but probably not frequently. I think that there are certainly situations where somebody discovers valuable minerals under a private surface estate, and then they want to develop it. But if you're looking at your property being used for mining, you're probably not the only property that the mining company is going to be consolidating for their mining operation. They're probably looking at multiple properties in your area. They're going to try to get a bunch together. Now, you might own, 10,000 acres of land, and so maybe that would be enough for the mining operation. But if you owned, a homestead of 640 acres, let's say, probably not. And they're going to probably go beyond that in terms of the mining operation. I think the typical thing would be for the mining company to approach the private landowner and explain that they think there's some valuable minerals under the property. They would probably negotiate with the private landowner. They probably would make some payment to the private landowner to basically secure access. I mean, again, technically, the mineral estate owner has the right to develop those minerals. They don't have to pay the surface owner, but certainly the surface owner is going to have a lot of say in whether development occurs and how it occurs, if it's going to occur. And so it would be wise for the mineral owner to approach the surface owner and work out an arrangement, which would probably include a payment of money. That would be something, again, you would work out with the mineral owner.
That was KRCC's Shauna Lewis speaking with University of Colorado Natural Resources Law Professor Mark Squillaci. They also spoke about other issues like mine waste. Read about it at krcc.org.